Hallelujah. We'll pick up where we left off. And we have been talking about wisdom. And the subject, wisdom is a must. Wisdom is a must. I want to read again from Proverbs 8, I believe 32. Listen what this says again, then we'll get right into Proverbs 8. I'm going to read this from the King James. Proverbs 8:32, wisdom is a must. And it says, the Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way, before the works of old. I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning, or ever the earth was. Amen. If God, I say if, but God possessed wisdom before he did anything. And then when he gave us Jesus, which we'll see in scripture just a little later on, when he gave us Jesus, for God so loved the world, he did what? Gave his only begotten Son. And the scripture says in 1 Corinthians 1:30, but of him are you in Christ Jesus. Of him are you in Christ Jesus, because God gave us Jesus. And when he gave us Jesus, one of the things, he made Jesus unto us, Christ Jesus was made unto us. This is what 1:30 says, 1 Corinthians 1:30. Made unto us wisdom. And then, of course, righteousness, then sanctification and redemption. And so Colossians 1:18 said, he's the head of this body. He's the head of his body. We are the body, and he's the head. And the church, seeing he is the beginning, the firstborn from among the dead, so that he alone is everything and in every respect might occupy the chief place. Seeing that God knows everything, did you hear what it said? Seeing, understanding that God knows everything, and he possessed wisdom from the beginning and gave this wisdom to us, that we could deal wisely in the affairs of life. Many deceivers, the Bible tells us that, right? Even in these epistles, in Peter and John and so forth, said many false prophets has gone out. But wisdom, it has been given to us. Amen. That we can deal wisely in the affairs of life, because there are many deceivers want to deceive, mislead, and cause our lives to be corrupted, destructed, miserable, not enjoy the life that God had given us in Christ. Amen. But God gave us his wisdom. Listen to this. When God created you and me in Christ Jesus, he brought us into his kingdom. He made Jesus unto us wisdom. He is our wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. Just like he is our Lord and Savior, Master and King, Jesus is our wisdom. And that means there is nothing wisdom can't teach us how to do and what to do in life. I'll say it again. There is nothing wisdom cannot teach us how to do it and what to do in life. Look at Jeremiah. It says, "For I know the thoughts and plan that I have for you, says the Lord. Thoughts and plans for welfare." Notice welfare. Peace and not evil. Welfare to me means you're fair and well. Huh? Thoughts of peace and not of evil. Notice his plans. Thoughts of peace and not of evil. To give you a hope and a future. To give you a hope in your final outcome. I believe this is the Amplified version here. Jesus is our wisdom. Amen. You see, this wisdom is ours for the asking. And if we don't have it, it's because we have not asked for it in faith. Faith always believes it receives. Look at James. Let's look at it again. If any man, James chapter 1, verse 5. Notice it said, if who? Any man. That would include who? That include you. That include me. I'm an any man. That would include, I'm included in any man. You're included in any man. And James says, if any man, this is the King James, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him do what? Ask how? Faith what? Faith and nothing wavering. For he that what? Wavereth is like the wave of the sea, driven with the wind and what? Tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. Faith asks, faith, when you ask, faith says that's it. Faith said that's it. It doesn't matter what it looks like. It doesn't matter what it sounds like. It doesn't matter what it feels like. I ask and I believe that I receive, and God cannot lie to me. So what do I do? Thank you for my wisdom. I rejoice in the situation. Thank you for my wisdom. Thank you.